You said it to yourself, a nice job, very good job, well, for tonight.
The atomic clock, huh?
Hey, good job.
I'd like to call this regularly scheduled town meeting of the Cura Beach Town Council together. And Dan, if you'll give the invocation, we certainly would appreciate it.
Sure. And I thank you, it's good to be here again, good to see you all. Got just a verse from Proverbs that says, "Lack of guidance, a nation falls, but many advisors make victory sure." And I think we're blessed to have our council here and just the wisdom of God to make decisions for our community and for what's best for all of us and as our community continues to move forward. So let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for this night. We give you thanks for all those gathered, those folks from the community interested and involved in what's going on here. We give you thanks for our council and all who work in our town. Lord, we pray for your guidance upon all of us, and especially upon this council as they make decisions and do the work of this community as we continue to move forward in whatever direction you would have us go. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Will y'all please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Everybody looked over the consent agenda. Can I have a motion to approve it? Make a motion we approve the consent agenda. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Any changes to the agenda? Sir? Make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Consideration of Resolution R15-11, adopting Cape Fear Transportation 2040 plan. John?
You're up. Council. My name is John Ellen. For those that have not met me before, I live up north here on Sea Watch Way. This is Shariah.
Rashad.
Russian. Starts with a call. I am on the Cura Beach Planning and Zoning Commission and also the Cura Beach representative to the Wilmington Metropolitan Planning Organization. You'll probably see that throughout the slides, WMPO, that's what that stands for. Shariah is a senior transportation planner for the WMPO. She's on their staff. And tonight we're going to go through this short briefing to tell you where we are in the process of the publication of Cape Fear Transportation 2040. This is the final draft. We've been the individuals like myself, which form an organization called CAC, the Citizens Advisory Committee. We've been working through this about 2.5 years with all the different local municipalities. You'll see that list. I'm going to give a little short introduction, a small wrap up, and turn it over to Shariah for the heavy lifting. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to give you guys a couple things, and all you have to do is use that little pointer, and that'll advance the slide. Okay.
One on the side?
The one on the side that's pointing.
That one. Okay, here's what we're going to talk about. This is an outgrowth from federal requirements. This is in federal law to have a metropolitan transportation plan, a multimodal plan. I'll show you what the different modes that we looked at in a moment. We studied the demographics, how the land is used throughout the metropolitan area of Wilmington. We studied the different travel patterns. We have, the bullet there says public involvement. They did send out surveys. They had meetings over a year ago that you could attend and fill out a survey. You could go online and fill out a survey. And they had about 4,200 were actually filled out. We also asked for public comments. You could do that through the internet or come to a meeting. And we had, as we got the draft done, the first draft in the spring and presented it, and I think the council members remember another person and I presenting that in April. But we had open houses throughout the Wilmington Metropolitan Planning area to show the draft and give further comments. There is, again, under the federal requirements, a 20-year minimum to look out. The plan is physically constrained, and Shirai will talk a little bit more how that works out. And this is the basis, another acronym there, for the State Transportation Improvement Plan. We hope to give the current update is due in December. Part of tonight's activity, we are asking for the council to review the resolution that's in your package, and we hope that you'll like to adopt it. Real quick here, the six modes that the CAC looked at. We also divided up into smaller subcommittees on the CAC, and different groups of people did an in-depth study of those six areas.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, and good evening. I promise that I will be quick, so I'll try to hold me to it if I'm not. Please do ask any questions if you'd like more explanation or have any questions as we go through this, but I'll do my best to breeze through these. So just a little bit of background on MPOs. I think this group is well aware that metropolitan planning organizations are regional transportation planning organizations created and mandated and really funded by the federal government since really the 1960s, when they realized that they're expending millions of dollars in transportation funding throughout the United States, and that the effects of those funding were not just parochial, but they had regional impact. So because of that, the federal government mandated the creation of regional organizations to decide transportation issues together. And our region is, our metropolitan planning organization is called the Wilmington Urban Area Metropolitan Planning Organization. And you can see all the elected officials that make up our board that makes all the policy decisions for how transportation funding will be expended in this region. They're all bulleted here. And it's an elected official from each of these member jurisdictions, with the exception of one appointed official representing the North Carolina Board of Transportation. And of course, Mayor Lambeth represents the town of Cura Beach on the Transportation Advisory Committee. And the Transportation Advisory Committee, as John had mentioned, had appointed a Citizens Advisory Committee, or CAC, specifically for the purposes of developing this plan. And with us today, we have, of course, John representing the town of Cura Beach, and also Howard Loving, who is the chair of the Citizens Advisory Committee. So we're happy about that. Now we'll delve into the structure of the plan itself that we're asking you to adopt today. This is a snapshot of the table of contents. And first, of course, we have an executive summary that has everything that executive summaries typically do. It'll answer all the what questions. So anytime you might have a question, what's in the plan? You can go to the executive summary to see the lists of all the projects and the maps. It won't tell you how we got to that, to those solutions, or why they're in there. I'm sorry, the slides look like they got a little bit disoriented. It might be the projection or something. I apologize for that. But then the introduction, of course, gives an introduction to the plan and describes how this plan relates to all the other transportation plans in the state. Then we have a Greater Wilmington Area Profile that goes into the background and baseline information that was used to develop the recommendations in the plan. Then we have an element on public involvement. And for this element, the Citizens Advisory Committee worked very, very diligently to ensure that this plan really, truly represented the needs and desires of the citizens in our region. And they developed a three-pronged public involvement strategy, the first prong being an initial public outreach. So we did an initial public outreach before we had any recommendations developed for the plan at all, in order to see what the citizens said they wanted. And this is the time where we got over 4,000 survey responses from the community. And then after getting those responses, we went forward with the second prong of the public involvement strategy, which was to develop a recommendation and present that to the public. On the slide is a picture of us presenting those recommendations to the public and asking, did we get it right? What do we need to change? So we got a lot of feedback from the public through that prong of public involvement as well. The third prong was to have ongoing public involvement throughout the development of the plan, which including developing and maintaining a website and having opportunities for citizens to come speak at any of the monthly meetings that we hold. The next element of the plan is a financial analysis. This plan is fiscally constrained, which means, unlike most of the other transportation plans that we conduct, this plan has a fiscal constraint requirement, and that means that any project that's in the plan, we have a funding source that we've identified that we're expecting to be able to pay for this plan between 2015 and 2040. So this element captures all the facts and figures and graphs that show how we got to the fiscal constraint for the plan. Then we'll delve into the mode-specific elements. The first mode-specific element in alphabetical order is aviation. And for the development of the recommendations in the aviation element, we coordinated very, very closely with Wilmington International Airport, of course. And we coordinated in order to ensure that our board was able to understand the desires of ILM when allocating or requesting a state match for aviation projects. Our next element is bicycle and pedestrian. And this element actually has around 100 projects programmed here. And originally, the Bicycle and Pedestrian Subcommittee looked at over 900 projects. So we know that there's a great amount of community support for bicycle and pedestrian projects in our region, and that was really reflected in the development of this element and in all the public involvement we received for the plan. There are also a number of projects in Curie Beach and on Pleasure Island to serve bicycle and pedestrian needs. And you can see there towards the bottom. The plan also covered ferry and water transportation, and this covered both funded and unfunded ferry and water transportation projects, of course dealing locally with the Southport to Fort Fisher ferry, but also discussing more long-term unfunded projects that are potential in order to better meet economic development, emergency management, and commuting needs. The plan also discussed freight rail elements, and as we know, freight rail is a really important component of our economy with the ports and the seaports and the military, and these projects were also addressed in the plan. The next element is mass transportation, and mass transportation projects in this plan mostly dealt with capital improvements, so this did not really address more operational items, but it did address where we could build shelters, parking rides, where we could do upgrades to pedestrian access in order to better access public transportation. The final mode-specific element is the roadways element. I like this picture. I think it's kind of cute. This element, of course, deals with roadways and future roadway needs in our region. And you'll know note that the projects in this element deal, of course, with capacity improvements to better serve a larger number of vehicles on the roadway, but they also deal with the need to meet a more diverse user group in the roadway. So, of course, we hear a lot about the need to accommodate bicycles and pedestrians and how that is better accommodated on our roadways, but in this region, we also serve a lot of freight, so we also have to balance the needs of freight and truck traffic on our roadways, and all of this is addressed in our roadway element. The plan also covers some non-infrastructure solutions, such as travel demand management solutions, and these are solutions that are geared towards better utilizing our existing infrastructure. So it can be things like parking rides, or working with employers, local employers, to do flexible work schedules and spread out the times in which our same infrastructure is needed so that everything is not concentrated in the peak hour and we don't have to build to that standard. Another type of solutions that we looked at that are not infrastructure oriented are transportation systems management solutions, and this includes operational improvements and improvements to the geometries of specific intersections to really improve the existing infrastructure, but do so in an incremental, much smaller fashion. Being a plan that's required by the federal government, the plan also includes an environmental analysis element. And I think it does say environmental analysis, and it just slid over, but it looks funny up there. And the environmental analysis looks at both impacts to the natural system as well as social justice impacts of projects in the plan. The plan also includes several appendices, which if my presentation hasn't already gone on too long, you can read all the appendices and maybe put yourself to sleep. And I'll turn it back over to John if there are any questions on any of those.
Gerard, why did you have a picture of the Ballhead Ferry in there instead of the regular ferries?
You know, that was really just a choice of which ferries what picture we had that looked better.
Okay, it's a better looking ferry. Doesn't carry any cars.
I think probably our better JPEG. But maybe we
cars.
Can adjust that for the TAC presentation. Okay. Thank you.
The lead gentleman from the Ballhead Ferry organization there was part of our committee.
You throw them.
They weren't involved. Okay, real quick, a couple of slides. Time to adopt and implement K-3 transportation for school. I know this is a busy slide and it's hard to read, but we are down here in the last two blocks. August and September, out to the side, the CAC is presenting. That's what we're doing tonight, Shariah and myself, the draft plan to the jurisdiction of Curie Beach. And then, as it says, December 9th, we hope to have the adoption of the final plan. So, jurisdictional adoption, finals predicted or anticipated on December the 9th. Funding will go through the state transportation improvement and then the development review process. As we implement the plan, the organization also continues to review the development that's going on, business development, construction development, types of development in the Wilmington metropolitan area to see if that development is going to fit with this plan and how we might have to adjust or tweak the plan. You have a resolution in your package, and we would certainly ask for your adoption of that resolution this evening.
Do I have a motion to adopt resolution R15-11 as presented?
Make a motion to adopt as presented.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you, John.
Nice job.
Thank you, Shabria.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
And for the citizens, the full plan, which is huge, is actually out on the website. So you can Google Cape Fear 2040 and see everything about it if you want to. It's been there for a while. I don't know how long y'all have had it up, but is, I think, a month or two. Right? It's been there a pretty good while.
Yeah, a couple months.
Yeah.
The planning.
That's right.
Yeah. This briefing got tweaked yesterday.
Right.
But the plan's been there a couple.
Jane, you and Gurney came in just a few minutes late. Do you want to sign up?
Oh, we sign up? I didn't realize. I know we're on the agenda.
Well, you are on the agenda, but I didn't know whether you want to say anything specific.
What kind of agenda?
Yeah.
On the ballpark.
Yeah. You want me to go ahead?
I want to sign up now. If you want to sign up. Yeah, please. If you want to sign up, just sign
certainly
up.
Certainly. I didn't realize you did.
Yes.
I thought when we were on the agenda. I'm sorry. I thought when we were on the agenda, we just went by there.
Yeah. So there's nothing. Okay. Whatever. Knock yourself out.
Jane. You're at the very end of the agenda, and it, maybe some of these people here would like to hear what you have to say, and they won't be here then.
Sure. You want me to go ahead?
No. I mean, just as long as you signed up, and I recognize you when it's
okay.
Done. Okay.
Right.
Thanks. Nice. I appreciate that. Discussion and consideration of committee business, board of adjustment, community center committee, marketing committee, Parks and Recreation Advisory Board, Planning and Zoning Commission.
Joseph Whitley, Vice Chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission. At our last meeting, it was August, we had a request for a text amendment from Paul Devereaux, who was not present at the meeting to get this out of the text amendment. But his neighbor, Mr. Yelverton, was present and gave his opinions on the text amendment. After some discussion, we voted 5-0 that this would probably not set a good precedent for the town for y'all not to move forward.
This was pertaining to the generator?
Generator and AC units, right? John, all right.
Okay. Basically, pertaining to setbacks.
Yes,
yeah, setbacks. Yeah. And setback. Cannot be in the setback.
Okay. Hey, Shoreline Access Beach Protection and Parking Committee.
So, do we need to take action on that?
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So, is there any other discussion? So, we got a recommendation for planning and zoning. We got a request from a citizen, right? So,
well, I thought we left it as is. It was gone.
Well, I think
you still have to,
deny the request, right?
All right.
So has everybody read all the details in the?
Yeah.
I was actually there for part of the meeting. The the individual who would like us to enforce our ordinances did have some interesting inputs relative to noise, being under his bedroom window, asking people to do things. There were observations about there's plenty of room in the back. They did not have to be on the side, et cetera, et cetera. To the point where the Planning and Zoning Committee, after probably 10 minutes of discussion and guidance by John, who agreed also not to accept this, they voted unanimously to turn down the request to maintain these generators in the setback. So I would support that activity from the Planning and Zoning recommendation.
Good. Unless
you guys have questions.
Yeah, and as a fireman, I like setbacks so that we can get between houses. I make a motion we deny the text amendment as recommended by PNZ.
Second.
I second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Shoreline Access Beach and whatever. There you go.
Nice.
Ann Hughes is a member of our committee, and she's going to take the lead on the Adopt the Beach program.
Well, thank you for having us here. I'm asked to present to you our proposal for developing an adoptive beach program.
We have H Avenue Access Ramp is the first.
Oh, okay. I'll speak.
If you,
let Tony go in order?
Oh, sorry, man. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
We don't usually let him, you know, but anyway.
In front of you have Tim Hines. There's a PE, and asking to
take $2,500 out of the committee money to pay the gentleman for planning of 8th Avenue. What the problem was, when we laid out the original item, nobody said that we needed to have a PD redesign 8th Avenue. We just figured that they were going to be cutting the pilings and redoing the boards on top of the pilings. So when we had our meeting, it was discussed that we needed to be engineered. With that, Diane already had the first estimate put into our grant. And she suggested at that meeting that we don't go back to the grant people and ask for more money.
Oh, by the way.
So, and that's where we're coming in. The $4,500 has to come out of the our committee money in order to pay the gentleman. Also, with that, without these plans, we can't go ahead with the final preparation of the grant. So we need this, so I can call him tomorrow, so he can start the drawings, and then we can pay with the grant for AGM. So I'm asking for your blessing for the $2,500.
Would that come out of committee or?
Yeah, I would say out of committee.
Yeah. I make a motion we approve $2,500 for engineering plans for our grant.
I second.
I have a grant. We have a motion, a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.
Now, young lady, yeah. Please step up to the boat.
Adoptive Beach, part two.
Yes.
So I am the volunteer to on the committee to present to you our proposal to start up an Adoptive Beach program, which ideally would model many of the other beach communities along the area, north and south of us. So we're to an Adopt a Highway program. It's one that we would like to have run and managed under our committee, our Shoreline Access, Beach Protection, and Parking Committee, as kind of a subcommittee. So I believe you've got the proposal, basic up there, kind of an outline of how we would manage it. What we are asking from you today, from council today, is to move forward with developing the program, and B, to be able to have a link on the town website that would go to a subsequent Adopt a Beach program website managed by our committee. So that's basically what we're looking for. Okay.
So you're going to come back to us with guidelines you're going to give to these partnerships, right?
Yes.
Because I'm looking at what you gave us, which it says responsibilities are picking up litter, but when this first came up, there were other things that were mentioned about talking about people with tents and stuff like that, and I want to be very clear the guidance we give to anyone that does
Absolutely.
This, right?
We don't look at that as part of this project. Adopted Beach is to clean the environment, to keep the beaches clean from when our guests and residents don't pick up after themselves. So it's not enforcement of ordinances, which, yes, there are some questions, you know, those need to be addressed separately, but that is not what we're here to develop at all.
So you're asking permission to go out and scope that out so you can bring it back to us before we do this, right?
Correct.
Okay.
To develop our proposal.
Okay.
To move forward with an adoptive program, to come up with a partnership agreement, something that, you know, some other communities have used, you know.
Okay. I just want to understand
to
what you're asking.
To protect the state.
Okay.
Release the liability and all of that, but yeah. Protect our dunes, you know, hold us harmless and so forth.
Also with that, do we need anything from the lawyer if we have people that come and anything official that they have to sign?
I think we have to have guidelines and stuff. Yeah. This is just, that's why I wanted to be clear what we're approving, if we do approve it, is for you guys to go come back with a full program.
Correct.
That the attorney looks at and that the department heads look at, and we're all comfortable with it.
And
so just don't go out and give people and say you're partners. No. That's what I wanted to ask.
Before we spent our wheels around
That's
doing
right.
anything, we wanted to see if we have the blessing to move forward with a proposed program. And definitely we will present to council any kind of an agreement that we would have with partnerships. And we envision that to be community members, civic groups, clubs, schools, individuals, homeowners associations, and so forth.
Okay.
Questions?
I'm looking at you guys. Don't look at me.
All right.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
That was the second thing.
We'll do
yeah, the approval to you know, the proposal was A, and part B was you know to develop a link like you know other communities have a link to.
So they need a vote or a consensus to move forward.
Yeah,
just a consensus
just for direction for them. It could be a consensus
that they can move ahead on this.
Because they're not giving us the final plan yet.
Correct. Okay.
Just
all in favor?
Aye.
Let's move on.
Good. Yeah. Yeah.
Move forward.
Yes.
Thank
move
you very
forward.
Much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Discussion and consideration of the department head business, administration and recreation.
In your agenda packet, you have some memos from Nikki Keeley, our recreation manager. She couldn't be here tonight, so I'm speaking on her behalf. We're requesting authorization for street closings, and food vendors for upcoming events. The first is the half marathon on October 4th. It's on a Sunday. It's actually held in Carolina Beach. It starts and ends in Carolina Beach. The runners only run through Beach on portions of Dow Road, K Avenue, between Dow and Settlers Lane, Mackerel Lane from 8